This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day visit to Mauritius tonight. During his visit, the Prime Minister will take part in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest on Wednesday. In his departure statement, ahead of his state visit to the island nation, Prime Minister Modi today said, "Mauritius is a close maritime neighbour, a key partner in the Indian Ocean and a gateway to the African continent." The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of people, as well as for security and development in the Indian Ocean region. The Parliament passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today on the first day of the second part of the budget session. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intends to strengthen the power of the Railways Board by enhancing the functioning and independence of the body. Lok Sabha has already given its nod to this Railways Amendment Bill 2024 last year. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "Indian Railway is undergoing continuous reforms focusing on infrastructure modernization, technology adoption and improved safety."
आपने 60 साल तक राज किया इस देश पे, किस मुंह से आज बोलते हो आप? इन 60 वर्षों में आपने 20,000 किलोमीटर इलेक्ट्रिफाई किया, मोदी जी ने 11 साल में 45,000 किलोमीटर इलेक्ट्रिफाई किया। आपके 60 साल के काम को किसी भी पैरामीटर पे देख लीजिए, 60 साल बनाम 11 साल, हर जगह 11 साल के इस काम में आपको अधिक शक्ति, अधिक पावर, अधिक अचीवमेंट दिखाई दे।
The Lok Sabha today also passed the bills of Lading Bill 2024 to boost commercial activities in maritime sector. The bill will replace the Indian Bill of Lading Act 1856, which provides a legal framework for issuance of bills of lading. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. It contains details including the type, quantity, condition and destination of goods being carried. The Act states that a bill of lading is conclusive evidence of goods on board. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said, "It is an important legislation for the maritime sector to enhance trading and commercial activities in the country." President Draupadi Murmu today called upon students to adopt the mindset of generating employment instead of getting employment. She said, as an entrepreneur, they can find solutions to social problems through their innovative ideas and contribute to the progress of society. The president was speaking at the convocation ceremony of Guru Jambeshwar University of Science and Technology at Hisar in Haryana. Later in the day, President Murmu addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Brahmakumaris at Hisar. Speaking at the event, the president said, "Spirituality transcends man-made boundaries and unites the entire humanity." The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released second advance estimates of production of major agricultural crops for the year 2024-25. The estimated Kharif food grain production stands at approximately 1,664 lakh metric tons, while Rabi food grain production is projected to exceed 1,645 lakh metric tons. Kharif rice production is estimated at over 1,206 lakh metric tons, marking an increase from around 1,132 LMT in 2023-24. Russia today ordered two British diplomats stationed at the embassy in Moscow to leave the country within 2 weeks over spying allegations. Russia's Federal Security Service accused the diplomats of providing false personal data when seeking permission to enter the country and engaging in activities that threatened the country's national security. However, the British Foreign Office rejected the allegations and said this is not the first time that Russia has made malicious and baseless accusations against their staff. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Giants by 9 runs in Mumbai. Chasing a target of 180 set by Mumbai, Gujarat managed to score 170 for 9 in their allotted 20 overs. Notably, Mumbai maintained their unbeaten record against Gujarat in the WPL. That is the end of this news bulletin.